Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Ready or not, here I come. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, Hump Day. About an hour from now, we'll be playing our very special Wednesday game, Bridge the Gap. We're so excited about that. Mm-hmm. Got some good prizes today. It's the Zillennials versus the Gen X, or the, are they the Zoomers? Do we ever hear that? Like the X with the Oomers after it? It's like Gen X, like Zillennial is.
Well, they call Gen Z Zoomers.
Oh.
Because they got the Z.
So
it's,
I guess not
a mashup,
them. Yeah.
It's just them.
They're just that, yeah.
You can come up with a fun nickname for your Gen if you want, though. Gen X.
Extreme.
Extremely cool.
It's so weird because I thought coming up Gen X was, you know, kind of cool, and we are for sure forgotten. When you see I look at these stories all day, every day. Most of them are about Gen Z or millennials or boomers. And there in the middle, there's just a gap. Like, what the hell?
We're nothing.
How did we go invisible?
Well,
how did that happen?
Because three generations have come since us,
yeah,
and we're just, you know, they're just waiting for us to die. Then,
well, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm going to fight it.
Well, you should take option C, 30% slower aging.
Yeah, right.
Uncle Credit Union is our sponsor this hour.
How are they doing?
They're doing great,
good, actually.
Yeah, they're here to help.
Go, Uncle.
Yeah, summer plans might be adding up. You know, gets expensive to travel, and an Uncle Credit Union personal loan can help you out. Rates as low as 9.99% APR. You can learn more at unclecu.org. Our phone number, 800-400-3697, and email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Excuse me. I'm going to start with a couple things on TV. There's a 5-part documentary that starts today on Netflix. It's called The American Experiment. And it goes back at looking at the challenges facing American democracy over the past 250 years. So, you know, we always hear about the founding fathers and, you know, this person's plan and that person's plan, like all the things. Sounds like they're going back through it and looking at the challenges. Some people out there consider themselves to be political experts because they watch whatever show on TV.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I love America.
F yeah.
It's not without its problems.
Sure.
But nowhere is perfect.
No, that is true. What's this? There's a saying, it's like democracy is like the worst form of government except for all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. We put the trailers for everything I'm going to mention up at the Radio Alice Facebook page. The streaming premiere of Avatar Fire and Ash is on Disney Plus today. So if you were like, I'm not going to the theaters to see that, or I did go and I loved it and I want to see it again, well, today's your day. And Vinny,
yeah,
the streaming premiere of The Sheep Detectives is on Amazon. Yeah, that's a kid one. I thought you seemed receptive to that when I brought it up whenever it was in theaters.
I will watch that this weekend probably.
There is also, this is not out today, but we do have the trailer. It's premiering on July 9th on HBO. And we put that up at the Radio Alice Facebook page. There's a new HBO docuseries that details Burning Man's turbulent past and present. So if you are a burner, like some people I know, then maybe this is for you. Go through the whole thing.
The whole thing?
I don't know.
All the hard drugs and everything?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
then
we're going to the orgy tent.
The orgy
aren't we?
Tent?
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Yep. The dong people, you know, the older you are, the more likely you are to have your junk out walking around. Ding dong.
You know, I understand men are, you know, horny and all the reasons for that. If you're a naked lady in the desert, though, it doesn't make sense to expose the possibility of something, the dust, getting in dangerous places, does it? Or is that not a concern?
Maybe you're just not concerned with it. Let's go to our resident burner, Bob.
What's the question?
Would your lady parts be subject to the dust storms? That would be, I mean, do you do the majority of women opt to keep that area? Maybe they are naked on top, but like, let's keep the girls.
A protective.
Yeah, let's keep some kind of blockage.
Right.
Truthfully, there's not that much nudity.
Oh.
And
there is.
I mean, compared to what you're picturing. And maybe you wouldn't get naked during a dust storm.
Oh, right. So like if you saw one rolling in, you'd be
you
like,
put your
quick,
clothes on.
Yeah,
get my underpants.
You're going to, I don't have one of those, maybe, but I feel like maybe. I would expose myself to the dust if I sit down. And naked, I mean.
Right.
Or
yeah,
walking.
John said that he saw way more Wang
I'm
than
sure, well, always
Chong.
Is the case.
Of course.
And
right.
So, you know, there's, and the bit that he did see was like in their camp. But he said he saw way more Wang than he wanted to see.
Right, of course,
and
always.
It just kept being around him. But he did see lots of boobs.
Oh, that's nice.
Lots of barely covered, you know, they've got some kind of
beautiful.
Ornate top on, and the breasts were available for
viewing.
That kind
of beauty could make your day, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice.
Well, whatever you're looking to find, if it happened at Burning Man, they've got a docuseries detailing Burning Man's turbulent past and present. Although, you know, HBO, very highbrow, I'll bet you it's like the nuts and bolts of how they put it together and what's right about it, what's wrong. It won't be like, let's follow this guy through his day. Or maybe it will. I don't know.
I'll watch it.
All right, let's talk about divorce. I know you will. I know you were going to watch all of the...
All of them.
...documentaries that I mentioned. Jack White has a wife. Well, he did. She has filed for divorce.
Jack White, the musician,
Jack
former...
White Stripes,
okay.
Yeah. Jack White's wife filed for divorce for inappropriate marital conduct.
What is that?
That's the question, right? Olivia Jean is her name. She filed for divorce on June 3rd in Nashville. She cited irreconcilable differences and, quote, inappropriate marital conduct, which makes further cohabitation unsafe and improper. They don't have any kids, as far as I know. He has some kids from a previous marriage.
But they don't have them together.
They don't have any together.
Okay.
Their separation date is also June 3rd, the day that she filed. They got married in December of 2022 on stage at a show in Detroit. Welcome to our wedding, everyone.
I think he is originally from Detroit and then
so that
left
would make sense.
And lives in Nashville now.
Because then all his family could
sure.
be at the wedding. Olivia filed for divorce, citing this inappropriate marital conduct, which sounds like maybe, and her not wanting to cohabitate, it's unsafe and improper. I wonder if he got, you know, the one disease you can't get rid of. Herpes is forever.
I didn't even think of that.
It's like, you know, I came home and now I've got this and...
That would be, yeah. Certainly, that would be the
get
last
out.
Time I'm with you.
Right.
If you
no,
start
thank you.
Showing me open wounds, I'm out.
Right.
From that, I mean, we could still be bros.
Yeah, well, she wants to still be bros. She wants some alimony. She says she's dependent on Jack's income for support. She's also asking for him to keep paying for her medical insurance and to keep her on his life insurance policy as a beneficiary. I'm going to guess with his two kids, that might
Why
have
the
to
F
change.
Would she? You know, the
because
nerve.
Because you ask for the moon,
I know,
Vinny.
But the nerve of people, like, we're broken up. We're not family from birth. We met, we fell in love, it hasn't worked out. You get on down the road and I get on down the road.
Yeah, you got to keep me in the manner to which I've become accustomed.
Stay on my
also,
life insurance.
I would totally feel like if you came home with, then look, I'm not saying that Jack White has herpes. I'm not.
You did.
Even
though
I repeatedly have said it.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that is something that might have happened. If I think I'm in a happy marriage and I trust this person and that person comes home and burns me, or, you know, I see it in time and I'm like, don't burn me, mm-hmm. you know, what? So now we just have to, like, I feel
no,
like it's totally
different.
Appropriate that she,
if but, she caught something and is like, I'm permanently damaged in my future life. Like mm-hmm. I have to now disclose what my husband gave me before I can move on in any other relationship.
Right.
That's highly difficult.
Yes.
Like the idea that you're meeting someone new and have to say, there's the thing that you need to know before we even make out.
Right.
Because if we get to that place,
you've got a decision to make.
I can't stop in the middle and then tell you.
Right.
Because you'll have that thing that might make you think it's a good idea anyway.
Right. Yes.
You know the thing.
Yeah, I do.
Guys
yeah.
with their.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're not, you don't have it now, right?
Well, I might. I mean, I feel a tickle, but. You know, I'm sure it's fine. Don't worry about
it. It's not. That's the thing.
And I've told you, right? So you're consenting to that.
Yeah. You know, I the first thing I thought, which is weird since I'm, you know, kind of horny, but I thought he's a guy who has a lot of different businesses. He's got a record company and he's got a record store, I think, and a place where you, and a recording studio where people come and do. I was thinking maybe he's like gone out on a limb business wise, but then the way you worded it, I went, nope, that's not it.
Well,
it's not like she would be all, this guy can't go out and do a tour and refill all the bank accounts.
Right.
Because
inappropriate marital conduct.
All right.
Which makes further cohabitation unsafe and improper. Like, what is it?
I hope we get to hear.
I know.
Because I do. Because
I'm totally nosy.
One of the things that Bob has said it a bunch of times, but one of the things that I'm always surprised by is when people think of something, you thought of it. It's a thought. And then you know, realize there's no way you're going to look someone in the eye and say, doesn't it sound like a good idea for us to open our marriage and just do stuff with anyone we want all the time? Like, the idea that people do that, go, well, here's the thing I'm thinking, and I really want this, and either we're going to do it this way, or we're not going to be together at all. So what do you think?
Jeez.
Yikes. Mm. Just so gnarly.
It is. People, we're very difficult. We have all our wants and needs.
There's a Snickers, I think it's a Snickers commercial out there where these two couples are sitting across from each other on a, I think it's a coffee table. And they say something about trading partners, the first couple does, while playing a game.
This is a Snickers ad?
I think so. But they're not talking about sexually.
Oh,
they're talking about the game they're playing.
Oh,
but
got
the
it.
One girl goes, I have an... And the boyfriend of the girl who's like inquiring further about switching partners goes, I don't like this game anymore because he realizes what his girlfriend is agreeing to that they weren't even asking her.
Oh,
she's like, yeah, I'm down to.
And I just took a turn.
Oh
yo,
it.
Play it. Play it. Let's hear it.
I'll do a little swap. And yeah, I could be into it. Just like a one-time casual thing with Tyler, or?
I was talking about switching up teams for fun.
I don't like this game.
That is, boy, she jumps right to it. Yeah, I'll do that. Just like a one-time thing. He is cuter than her boyfriend.
You can't get that back, though, right?
No,
like that's
it's over. This, we're gonna go. Oopsie.
So I don't know what Jack White could have done. I don't know what he thinks of.
I want to know.
But it does sound interesting to me.
Yeah. So she says, I want alimony. I'm dependent on this guy. Keep paying me for my medical insurance and keep me on your life insurance policy as a beneficiary. And I feel like, okay, well, somewhere in the middle, they'll meet
actually,
up.
I think you're right. And I'm more with her if he went out and got something and is no longer safe. To be with, I think he may, maybe he should keep her on that insurance.
This is Jack's third divorce. He was previously married to an English model by the name of Karen Elson from 2005 to 2013. They have a 20-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son. Mm. And then he was married to Meg White.
His sister
mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. White Stripes from 1996 to 2000. How about that scene in House of the Dragon? The
mom.
Yeah. What just happened? Shouldn't she just go, okay, and then run away, scurry away?
Some of us don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the ones who do, though, are freaking out right now. House of the Dragon, HBO.
I mean, it's Game of Thrones. There's going to be incest. And I think it was strategic, and it was worth it. She got what she wanted.
And a kiss.
I had some friends over.
From her son.
I had some friends over, and that scene sparked a whole conversation about...
How would you handle it if your kid tried to...
The ethics.
Right? I mean, Vinny had to say, absolutely not, and push his daughter away.
Her acting was so good in that moment.
Oh, so good.
She was, like, shocked, and then she was, like, not shocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, of course.
Of course he's a twisted bastard.
And then, like, I raised this weirdo. Mm. Oh, just kill him.
Yeah.
She brought him into this world. She should be able to take him out.
Back just really quickly, because I know this will bother you, and I like that. Jack White is 50 years old, and Olivia is 36 years old. Is that an okay age spacing?
Yeah, that's okay.
Let me ask you a question.
She's loosened up a lot.
She was in her 30s, and he was in her 40s when they got married. That's not that crazy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Jack White, let's say Jack White's 50 and this wife he's divorcing now, or that she's applying for the divorce, is 35, right? If the judge said, young lady, you're 35, you have a whole life ahead of you, go get a job. What do you mean? You're not going to get on. Like, if he just said, absolutely not, why don't you go get a life? You are a young person that can go do anything you want.
I'm busy grieving the death of my marriage because
you... Would
you
be like, that is
home.
Absolutely scummy? Or would you be like, yeah, that makes sense?
You're talking about her asking for alimony?
And to be on his life insurance and
to be on his... He's been married since 2022. So
right.
I don't think that she's entitled to too much. And that's the point of a prenup, right? It has to do with how long you were together.
I don't know about prenups.
Sometimes they're all different.
Yeah. They're worded, you know, you can put whatever you want in them probably. Jack White net worth.
I mean, I'm with her. If he went and got himself, you know, something that he can't get rid of, I'm with her. She deserves whatever he...
Well, we just made that up.
We did not say that Jack White has herpes.
Please.
My brain went in a way darker direction than that.
Even darker than that?
Yeah.
I can't even think
unsafe
of what...
Unsafe in your own home? Mm.
Oh, like
I don't know.
Oh, like maybe he beat her up.
I don't know.
I think she would mention that in the divorce.
Well, maybe if she's going to get paid out for... Yeah.
Or just
not.
Maybe mental abuse. Like,
maybe.
You know, he's... Pick up my socks.
You know, I saw a video the other day. That could be it. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But I saw a video the other day, and it was of a young Michael Hutchins just rocking on stage. This is the guy, the former lead singer of
INXS,
who's
Hutch,
passed away way too soon.
They were great.
But he was a guy who had done some personal asphyxiation. He was by himself.
Autoerotic.
Whatever you call it. And I wouldn't even think to try that. But there's a guy who's no longer with us, had a thriving rock and roll music career, was gorgeous, desired, like, around the world,
so
probably.
So sexy, yeah.
And then goes out.
Gets undone. But he's not the only one. Like, this is
David Carradine.
So, right, so common.
I had a friend who died that way.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably. A regular old guy?
Yeah. A friend of mine from our secret club.
I'll bet you more people... ever been reported, because if your family finds you like that, they say something else happened.
Suicide.
No, but right. Nobody wants to say.
Oh, they just, yeah,
that's how my kid
died with loving family around.
Exactly.
In his sleep.
Right.
With his pants down.
Well, no, you don't have that. I mean, that's the whole point.
His neck.
No.
Yikes. How much money does Jack White have?
Well. Ugh. If Johnny Knoxville has $50 million, then Jack White has $50 million.
I have no... I'm so bad at this.
Just
take
a stab.
100.
I'll say 65.
It's 60. That's a point for you, Maddie.
How do you guys do that?
Life experience.
Yeah.
Caring about money, by the way. Mm. You just don't care about money. That's what it comes down to. You would rather throw a $20 bill on the ground than even touch it.
Not a 20. A 1, yeah.
What are you going to do at drag?
Yeah, what are you going to drag me to brunch?
You've got to have those ones out.
I'm gonna, it's pride. I'm gonna make an exception.
Will you wear gloves?
No.
Let's get you some silk gloves.
If Susan came to you and said, we're gonna need to sign a prenup, would you be like, no?
I think we should do a prenup.
She actually was looking up prenups the other day when I was in there.
What?
What? Why is that crazy?
Why would you, you're going to pursue one?
Well, here's what I heard one time that has stuck with me. That when you get legally married, you have a prenup. It's just, if you don't make your own, it's whatever the government in your state decides the prenup is.
That
so
is true.
So why not make it tailored to you? And then also, if something bad happens, I think it's better to have made decisions, financial decisions, when you love each other than when you're bitter.
Right. Wow, you are a smart lady.
I would agree with that.
Very mature. I'll bet you would. All right. I'll have to do the amputation story later.
Oh, no, you can't.
No, I can't do it now. It's too late. I can't. What's coming up? But I'm saving it. I promise I'll do it at some point.
The worst names in the world after these.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. It's so Alice. 97.3. Our big Pride event, Drag Me to Brunch, is day after tomorrow. No, it's day after the day after tomorrow. What is it, hump day? Saturday. I think there's still tickets left for this. Drag Me to Brunch. It's a big Pride event, and we did it last year. We loved it. It's a kick-ass show with delicious food. Make sure you bring a fistful of dollars so you can tip the people who are doing all the hard work for you in their fabulous costumes. It's a really great day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to dress up? I got a boa for you if you want it.
When you say dress up, do you mean wear clothes? Yes.
No, I mean like wear a fancy pride outfit.
No.
You know, like a pink shirt or something, some rainbowy. Do you have rainbow suspenders?
I do not.
No, that's too bad.
I do. You can borrow them.
Oh, great. Perfect. We're all set then.
How does this happen?
It just does. Because all the planets align.
No, I
wasn't. And you
wasn't,
suddenly wore
I love our Pride event. I love the Bay Area. I love supporting, and I love Pride Month.
Mm.
I'm all for all of this, but I don't really think about what I'm going to wear days in advance.
Mm.
That's how you end up with this.
Well, that's fine, too, but it's a little June gloomy to me. Let's get you a nice boa and some rainbow suspenders. We'll bring all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, Deepak's already here. By the way, Deepak, who's going to play for Gen X next break? Oh, shoot. This isn't my break. Back to you. I was getting ready to stretch out.
For what?
Just for the break. You know, I thought this was my break, but it's not. It's your break. Here's this. Yikes. I looked at the clock and went, what time is that? That's a weird time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. Real people with real stories. Choose BART. BART connects riders to work, school, family, and fun across the region. Give BART a try. Visit BART.gov/planner to plan your next trip. BART.
Boop, boop.
Let's go.
That's teamwork right there.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, and thank you for choosing us. We appreciate you being here. June gloom this morning, but we'll see sun later and a high in the low 80s.
Mm.
Nice days.
Mm.
What do you mean?
They're okay. Hasn't cleared up that much at my house. It did yesterday, but, you know, I'm ready for summer.
It was sunny on the beach. I was on the beach at like between 4 and 5:30. Sun.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Anyway, breaking news, everyone. That's just really not as good as the actual sounder, but okay.
Do we have an actual sounder?
I thought we did.
I think we used to. So much has been lost.
We have a match.
Oh, that was good.
Lisa Catalano, who went viral for her Mary Lisa billboards here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
She got a website, marylisa.com. with a picture of her head near
cute
it
girl.
There.
Yep.
Cute enough. She got a billboard here in the Bay Area. The 42-year-old said she's closing applications because she has found love. Oh,
I'm so excited for her.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, she was clearly desperate for love.
The Bay Area woman who went viral for her unconventional quest using billboards to find Mr. Right says she's in love and the application process has closed.
Mm.
She was first introduced to us back in, it looks like it was September. It feels like longer ago.
It does feel longer than that.
After she paid for a series of billboards along 101, stretching from Santa Clara to South San Francisco as part of her campaign to find a future husband. Her grind is not unique in that we've heard from many people who have been on the apps, have been ghosted or whatever. It's not going well. And they're not finding a real partner, just people who want to, you know.
Hook up. Let's do some stuff. Don't give me any, don't mess me around or I'm leaving.
The billboards featured a photo of her and directed potential suitors to her MaryLisa.com website, where she curated a profile of who she was and what she's looking for in a partner.
That's she nice. Lay it out there.
Later explained. Later expanded her Mary Lisa campaign to taxi top ads and other promotional efforts.
Oh, she wasn't getting enough response. Finally, the right guy saw it.
Candidates who seemed to be a potentially compatible match were asked, fill out an application. I'll review them and get back to you.
Mm.
On her website, she was open and honest about her primary objective and hopes. I want marriage and kids within the next 2 to 3 years with the right man. And that is a reality for women, you know, of a certain age.
Yeah, you're in your early 40s. It's if you didn't freeze your eggs, it's a little tick tick. I believe Deepak calls those decrepit eggs.
I don't know that was something that he had. I don't know.
He said that. It's okay. He's a doctor. He's allowed to know what the medical term is for old ass eggs. It's fine.
Oh, D. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. He said it. He said it like 5 times already. He blames you for everything. I mean, it's crazy. I don't.
What?
You heard me.
I did never.
What?
Ah.
So far, so good, huh?
Anyway, she wants kids within the next 2 to 3 years. And at 41, I understand why she's in a rush. Mm. I get that.
Yep.
Absolutely. I am a parent. I am 57 and I have a 7-year-old.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's my youngest. There's one older, but it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And listen, kids are a lot when you're young and have energy.
Mm-hmm.
Try having them when you're 50, right, Vin? Am I right?
You are right. Yes.
I just want to sit down for a minute.
Even their mom, mm-hmm. that is her famous saying.
I just want to sit down for a minute.
I just got to sit down.
Yeah.
I just need to sit down for a minute.
The nice thing about having my kids when I did is when we need to get back up, it's really hard because I'm old. And I go, can you pull me up? And my kids are big enough to pull me up.
So anyway, Lisa has closed the application process. She's in love and has a boyfriend. We're not getting a photo of Mr. Right.
Oh.
There he is.
Oh, she's hiding his face.
Strategically hidden. There's another
photo.
He's
obviously a vampire. His fangs are in her neck.
This is a photo from behind. He has all his hair, everyone. He has all his hair. Great news. And he does look a little taller than her.
A little taller. He, just from what I can see of the sides of his head and the back, you know, he seems well-groomed. He seems like a nice person. I get like a really good vibe coming off of him.
They say here, when weighing the billboards, the taxi tops, and the costs associated with setting up, hosting, and operating a website, the total came to about $2,000.
That's not true. Billboards are really expensive.
She says when factoring in additional expenses, including wardrobe for photo and video shoots, makeup, photography, and equipment, the grand total amounted to almost $5,000. I still feel like that's coming in low, but I understand why she's embarrassed by whatever that total dollar amount ended up being. You probably feel like,
I mean,
Jesus,
it would be easy to check, like, how much does it cost?
Did I spend $20,000
on to do CBS Outdoor?
Just some guy?
$20,000? I would even think that'd be like for one billboard.
I don't know.
I don't know what it cost him.
I don't either.
Maybe these days it's cheap to advertise.
Well, getting the billboard location would be, yeah. But you got to print out
massive things for them to put up there. I don't even know how they do it. I mean, you see them up there, but what are they doing?
This was my most ambitious DIY project, and I was really doing it all without much of a blueprint.
Mm. Yeah.
But she did ultimately find what she was looking for. I accomplished my goal, says Lisa from MaryLisa.com. I'm in a relationship. I'm extremely happy and thankful I met such a wonderful man. And hopefully they can marry and have children in the next 2 to 3 years to fulfill her goal of getting married and having kids. Congratulations, Mary Lisa.
I'm actually really glad to hear it. I really felt for her, like what kind of, like the desperation level that you must reach before you're like, okay, I'm just going to plaster the world with my face and beg for people to marry me, to apply to marry me. Because she knew what she wanted and she went and got it. I'm happy for her. I think it's great.
I do think that it's, well, we just talked about it. It's hard to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And if your want is a super kinky, then it's even harder, I would think. But normal things like just married with kids. That's right. All.
I want to find partnership and family.
Well, she did it. I hope it works out.
Me too.
Love is not a it's not a destination. Like, you don't just get there and go, whew, I made it.
Right. That's just the start.
Like, that's a ever adjusting, sliding reality that you got to keep up with.
And kids, man, they ruin everything. So.
Well, or they're the best.
Both. That's the thing about kids. Like, the best and worst of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are sharing the worst first names they've ever heard.
Oh.
And I have a little list here.
Let's hear it.
Which I'm very surprised by, because a few of these I'm like, what is the problem?
Oh, give me some of the, what's the
coming
problem?
In at number 10 is Todd.
Oh, what's wrong with Todd? Oh, is there a joke behind the name Todd?
I don't think we're privy to? I do think that Todd is.
Todd!
I had a friend, Todd, and we're not friends now because. Through my own fault and mistakes, but I don't see anything wrong with the name Todd.
I know. I knew some Todds growing up.
Todd.
Anybody?
Now, I do know. Yeah. I don't. Whoa. What do you know?
Yeah. Oh, you got a bad Todd?
Yeah. I had bad Todds in high school. A couple Todds.
Oh.
Yeah. No good.
Okay.
No good.
It's close to Toad, too.
It's not good.
Trading Places.
Yes.
Isn't the snooty boyfriend Todd? Like, that does, there is like a,
I don't really remember any of the side characters in.
Well, I don't see.
His wife, Penelope, leaves him because he's been framed. He's been framed by these old men. Yep. He's Trading Places. It's an old movie.
Robert Curtis Brown played Todd.
Todd. It's a pinky guy.
Oh, Todd.
Mulva. I don't know. That's not a...
First of all, yeah, that's what he guessed Dolores' name was when she said it rhymes with, you know...
A female body part.
She goes, you don't know my name. What's my name? He goes, Mulva?
What was it?
Dolores.
Oh.
I don't get it.
What?
I don't know.
It's okay. I'll explain it to you.
I don't know what Dolores rhymes with.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Starts with a C.
Oh, that's barely a rhyme. That's wild of her to say that it rhymes with that, honestly. I stand with Jerry Seinfeld on this one.
No, he just couldn't remember.
Yeah, I mean, he just went with Mulva.
I can't believe Mulva's on that. I was like, did someone then go and name their kid Mulva?
Yes, you know there are super fans in this world all over the place for every dumb thing there is.
That's funny. It is funny. I like it. I actually don't think it's a bad name. Mulva, why not?
Archibald.
Archibald?
Archibald, whatever. Oh. I don't know.
What's wrong with Archibald?
I don't know.
Archie.
Neva, which is actually heaven spelled backwards. That's on the list.
Oh.
Neva. Would it be Neva?
I think so.
Bertha.
I like Bertha.
I like Bertha. Marvin.
I have no problem with Marvin either.
Ursula.
I like Ursula. I don't hate these names.
The first person that occurs to me, because they say, oh, the Little Mermaid ruined the name Ursula. I think of Ursula Andress, who was the hot Bond girl in the earliest Bond movies. Mm. And she was in like some Playboy that my dad had when I was a little boy. And so she's part of my early
fantasy life.
Fantasy life, yes. Ursula Andress. The name Espen, which is spelled ESPN.
Ugh. Oh.
Lester comes in at number two.
Lester sounds like Molester, so I can see why that would be.
Sarah.
What? What?
I don't know.
That and was the top of the list.
And Fester, too. I mean, it's so close to all those words that I don't want to hear. Fester, Molester. Come on.
Lester is that bad.
Lester? Okay. I don't love Lester.
I don't hate it.
There's probably worse names, but I just can't think of any right now.
I realize kids make fun of everything and everyone, and I get that that would end up being that, but Lester seems like a fine name to me, and I don't automatically go, Molester.
Why not?
Because I just don't think that.
I'm always thinking about,
in fact,
you know, molestation.
When I see the name Lester, there's a guy named Lester that was a pro skateboarder, and I think of him, Lester Kasai.
Yeah, a cool person could pull off Lester.
Yeah. But that's what I think of.
In the show Succession, which is very popular and I love it, there is a Lester the Molester. So I think Lester the Molester automatically.
And the number one worst name you could possibly name your kids, it's pronounced Absidy, and it's spelled ABCDE.
This list is BS.
What do you mean?
I haven't met anyone with a single one of these names except for Todd. Nobody's named ESPN. The nurse would be like, are you sure?
That's on the list. And let me tell you something. For anyone out there considering kids, start your list today. Like, start putting names together.
Oh, I have like 50
because
names.
Because suddenly you will find yourself there with a kid and they're pressing you to write it down. We need the name, mom and dad. And you're like, but we just went
name her baby girl. It's
super
fine.
Heavy experience, and all my pages got scattered when I jumped up to help grab a leg because that nurse said, "Grab a leg." So you know, I mean, you want to be ready for this. Is my point. Mm. It really, like, even though you're ready, it still sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Also, you're never gonna.
And
be
you have
ready.
A hard line.
Sure,
in.
You're ready.
Anyway. 800-400-3697. By the way, my friend Deepak is over there. Just waiting in the wings, ready to take it to.
Very calm.
Yeah. Looks good.
Mm-hmm. 415. The scum of the earth ex-husband of mine is named Todd.
Todd!
707. Todd and Margot are the neighbors in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes!
Yes. That's another good one. 415. Despite generating roughly 4,000 applications, we're talking about the young
Lisa,
Mary Lisa. Her search ended up taking a different route when she connected with a local boyfriend on a dating app.
She didn't
What are you saying?
That's from the text line.
Maybe she didn't reek of desperation anymore, so she, went back out with him.
The dating app could really spin that into a cool marketing campaign. Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
You don't need a billboard. Right.
Wow. All right.
650 Nevea. That's how you pronounce
Nevea?
It. Nevea.
Well, good luck trying to get everybody to understand that when it's time. Sheesh.
Yeah, that's a.
You know, I mean, they're not going to call that out and say it right.
415 Lester the Molester Hayes, one of the best defensive backs ever. 510 Adolf should be on the list.
No
Lester.
Yeah, well, no one would. Yeah, no one. Not even in Germany would they go there.
Too bad. Ruined the name. I'm sure it was a fine name. Sturdy up until that point.
And a couple Gen X posts before we get into our our game. Gen X haven't been forgotten. We just aren't saying or doing ridiculous things or causing trouble to be reported on.
Sure.
That's true, yeah. We're laying low at this point.
Yeah.
You
know?
For a Vinny, they leave Gen X alone because they know that we will come for them. Ah, Cindy and San Jose on the
radio.
We're
the last tough generation, that's for sure.
And then finally, because Gen Xers want to be left alone, we have been adulting since we were 10. We are tired. We don't have time for any more BS.
Solid points.
Yeah, that what was that? The latchkey kid was a question.
It was last week. Yeah.
And you truly wouldn't get away with that today.
No. Mm-mm. Be like, I'm sorry, your 10-year-old can't be home alone. Are you sure, though? Because they're 10.
My daughter asked to walk down to the end of the street and look at the ocean. And I looked around for her mom, and her mom wasn't there. And I went, yeah, you can go do that. Just walk to the end
of the
street.
The young one?
No, the older one. But I was like, yeah, you can do that. But I had to look around to make sure mom wasn't there to go, wait a minute, I'll go with her. That is how kids are now. You really? It's an overdone thing.
Yeah.
The parenting.
12 thing. Is perfectly old enough to
I would
that.
Agree that that's, yeah. You want that. You know how to look across the street and make sure no cars
are
coming,
right?
Are
you going to step in front of a car? Are you going to jump into the shark's mouth? Like, what is your plan? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to play Bridge the Gap.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We got to do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.